Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Yesterday, the International Court of Justice delivered its ruling and they ordered that the State of Israel must immediately halt its military offensive in Rafah. Remember, Rafah is the southern part of Gaza. So this conflict's been going on since the 7th of October, when Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, attacked Israel and killed over 1,000 people, most of them civilians, took several hundred people hostages, and most of those have now been freed. So the Republic of South Africa had initiated this application previously. Now, the International Court of Justice has already said that Israel must adhere to international law whilst they're fighting, as it must not target civilians, as the occupying power must do all it could to provide humanitarian aid, medicines and so forth, and they haven't done so. They've made no attempts to reduce civilian casualties. So certainly by Hamas's counts, 35,000 civilians have been killed by the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, that may be an inflated figure. If it's even half that is horrendous, is even a tenth of that is horrific. And remember, this is far more civilians than Hamas killed on the 7th of October. So Hamas kills 1,000 civilians, they're terrorists. The IDF kills several times that number, and that's A-OK, is it? Say, well, it's a densely populated area. It is a densely populated area because the Palestinians are driven out of Israel. But, you know, Israel's also quite densely populated. I mean, that's Hamas's argument. Oh, we can't tell civilian from military personnel because obviously most Israeli young men are army reservists and they're not wearing uniform all the time. So anyway, and sometimes, okay, there's collateral damage. The enemy fighter's in a building, you blow it up, you kill the enemy combatants, but there's also a civilian. Now, that might be morally acceptable if it's 10 enemy combatants and one civilian. But what is the other way around? What if it's 10 civilians and one combatant? Would you kill them then? That surely would be illegal and immoral. But sometimes if you know this person's civilian and you kill this person anyway, then that is murder. So it's not the case, it's absolutely carte blanche. I've heard Bill Maher, this American talk show host, and I find him droll, and I agree with him on some things. And there he is, a supposedly liberal left person who talks about human rights, saying, yeah, Israel can go and do absolutely whatever what they want because they were attacked, legally illiterate, that international law doesn't count, the humanitarian law doesn't count, as though Palestinians are not human beings, as though the murder of a Palestinian child is permissible because of what Hamas did. It's not, as though torture is lawful. Well, it's not, and it's definitely gone on. They've actually filmed it, they've shown it, and that's what they're showing on television. What are they doing in private? Not disputing that Hamas does the same thing. And then we always hear Netanyahu and his grisly gang claim the IDF is the most moral army in the world. Well, it's definitely not. And there are other evil armies like the Syrian army and the Russian army. Anyway, we go on. So it's been grossly in excess of what Israel needs to do to defend itself. So the head of the ICJ said that they must stop this. It's bringing the physical destruction of the Palestinian people. And this would be genocide under international law. Moreover, Israel must facilitate United Nations bodies there to investigate genocide. That's not the case. Israel's also kept journalists out of Gaza now. They've killed over 100 journalists. They've destroyed most of the hospitals and the clinics. They've destroyed most of the universities and so on. So even when Israel allows a token number of aid trucks across the border, there are Israeli bigots there who will stop them and try and starve the Palestinian people into submission. And some of these protesters say, yeah, we know it's starving them. We're not going to stop until the hostages are released. But they're asinine because they don't seem to realize it's going to starve the hostages too. Because so blinded by their own fury and hatred, and I know that Palestinians were also blinded by fury and rage. So it's like W.H. Auden says, those to whom evil is done do evil in return. So if the person I love is murdered, I'm going to hit back at the other side, and it's just going to all to multiply. It's just going to escalate and escalate. And there's been decades of this sort of thing, and right and wrong on both sides. But, you know, Israel has the power, has the tanks, the planes, the helicopters, artillery, rockets, really everything else, even nuclear weapons. The idea that Hamas is some sort of existential threat to Israel is absolutely ludicrous. Hamas, which actually got quite primitive weapons, most of its members have been killed already, getting no funding, no nothing. So It's really a savage, bestial assault against an unarmed people. So stop now. Proof yet again, I'm sorry to say, that Israel is a rogue state. Now, there are things to be said which are laudable about Israel, such as it's got gay rights or there's gender equality and things like that. So the Israelis treat each other quite well. They have the death penalty for each other. They don't torture each other. Even the Arab community is not that heavily discriminated against and things like that. So, and there's quite a lot of free expression, free and fair elections. Okay, I'll hand it to them. All that is praiseworthy, but none of this is excusatory of crimes against Palestinians. It's no consolation to a Palestinian child being murdered to think, well, at least they got fair elections in Israel. It's no consolation to an old man in Palestine being tortured saying, well, at least they're gay rights for the Israelis. It doesn't make this crime any less severe. So anyway, Israel is obviously totally going against the rule of law. And so the war cabinet minister, Benny Gantz, said they would do whatever and whenever necessary, including in Rafah, continuing. Okay, so they will break international law, as they've been doing for months, and so on. So Israel then sometimes says, oh, well, we won't really harm them. So there's actually a cataclysmic humanitarian situation. And some of the racists, the Islamophobes, will stop aid trucks, take the food out and deliberately destroy it. So it's really just horrendous. So Israel has failed to protect truck drivers, has failed to protect these humanitarian convoys, been in some attempts by the United States to provide food. So that they deserve some credit for that. Anyway, they should be immediately released. But you know, over 8,000 Palestinians have been taken by Israel. They're hostages too. Israel partly saying, and they won't be released till we get our hostages back. They're not going to get a fair trial in Israel. As an Israeli, would you expect to get a fair trial in Gaza? I don't think so. And so vice versa also applies. Anyway, it really is horrendous. And it's just disgraceful that the international community hasn't done more. Okay, hats off to the South Africans for moving the motion. But, you know, Western countries, the United Kingdom, the United States, others, have provided the weapons which they know are being used to kill civilians. So all sorts of airstrikes on refugee camps. And, you know, all those Palestinians have moved there without adequate housing or sanitation. I mean, wow. It's horrendous. It's surprising even more haven't died. So it's about 2% of the civilian population of Gaza have been killed already, easily double that wounded. So I wish it would come to an end now. And yes, Hamas bears some responsibility for that. But no, you can't blame your enemy forever. Yes, you are allowed to fight back, but within ethical and legal constraints. It's not the case that you can do absolutely anything because the other side struck first. And Palestinians say, but you attacked us in this year. And the Israelis say, but you attacked us in that year. And you can trace it back to 1948 or even earlier. And actually doesn't matter who started it. You still have to behave within legal and ethical limits. But what if you do with the Israelis? Well, you're asking me to have no objectivity whatsoever. And there are Israelis who are gallant, who say we have to adhere to international law and we have to be humane. So they've got immense moral courage and indeed physical courage. They're assaulted, they're spat upon, they've been sacked, they've been arrested in some cases. So no praise is too high for such people. But the question is, what would you do if you're the Palestinians, if you've been illegally occupied for decades? No other country would be asked to accept the loss of 90% of their territory, and no other country would accept being under brutal illegal occupation for decades, to have their civilians murdered by the tens of thousands for decades and not defend themselves. So a nation has a right to defend itself, and that applies to Palestine just as much as to Israel. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.